So tell me something now.
If these pictures are very intrinsically part of the Vedic culture, mm-hmm. our spiritual master has called them windows into the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. The reason why we've begun a project of this magnitude here to display this art to the culture that is inclined to devotional service is to reveal the significance of what Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj is actually offering to the greater population of the planet at this time. Since 1996, when he first started his worldwide travels, he has been visiting Houston every year. He's planted seeds of pure devotional service in the hearts of millions of people. How to develop those seeds? How will those seeds fructify into a devotional creeper that will grow and that will eventually take shelter in the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself? That is why we are presenting these pieces of art on his behalf, to allow the Houstonian community to begin with, and then the community of Greater Texas, and ultimately the United States of America and the world, to receive the benefit of actually having a window to the spiritual world. Of course, we know from the Vedic literature that the only actual window is the pure representative or the transcendental via medium to the spiritual world, which is the spiritual master. So what we would like to share with the listening audience is that these pictures are not simply creations of art. The process of disciplic succession, which has been handed down from Dvaipanya Veda Vyas through a lineage of bona fide realized masters in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, mm-hmm. has enabled the pure spotless teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam to be preserved and to be handed down through the generations. It is with this in mind that the audience bear in mind when regarding these pictures that they are not simply pieces of art that are depictions of the spiritual world. They are part of the spiritual world. The spiritual world can manifest in the world of matter through simply only by the mercy of Bhagavan himself. When the mercy of Bhagavan becomes thick like a rain cloud, then that rain cloud pours down a shower of cooling, nectarian, merciful, divine flow of love, and that is the form of the spiritual master. These paintings are none other than the representations of what is inside of his heart. Only someone who has come in contact with the pure teachings of a Mahabhagavat can fully appreciate and understand the significance of the divine leelas of Sri Radha and Krishna. The pastimes of Mother Yashoda binding baby Krishna, Gopal, are inconceivable. To the material mind cannot fathom how the infinite absolute truth can possibly be bound, can possibly be chastised. However, by meeting and hearing from a spiritual master, a Mahabhagavat, such as we have the great fortune of hosting this May, the end of May, to the beginning of June, as Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, one can understand how the absolute truth, the personified form of existence, knowledge, and bliss, can actually be controlled by the divine love of his devotee, can be controlled by prema. So these pictures, these paintings, are that. They are explaining these esoteric truths that are contained within the Srimad Bhagavatam and that are only able to be understood by this medium of disciplic succession. The Srimad Bhagavatam itself has been transmitted through the system of oral reception. Within the heart of the pure devotee, there is Bhagavan. And so as the speech of the spiritual master is delivering the pastimes of Bhagavan, that same transcendental devotion, that was experienced in the residence of the holy divine abode of the Lord when he was president is also transmitted into the heart of the faithful listeners of the audience. So we invite everybody to truly experience the significance of this artwork, to truly invite into their heart the spiritual plane of existence free from duality, from mundanality, and which is the abode of supreme joy and eternal bliss, and which is the birthright of every single soul. So this art is going to be on display throughout Houston and Texas as well, and we will give the faithful listeners, the audience, a chance to participate in acquiring these pieces of art in their own home, where their home can become like Vaikuntha. The transcendental world is not something very far away. It is in the heart of every living being, and it can be accessed through the sublime message that comes from the Guru Parampara. So His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj can bestow this transcendental gift of divine eyes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
Prabhu, could you briefly just explain? And I know you have to leave, so I want to take this opportunity to thank my godbrother Tarun Krishna Das for coming on the program, and hope you can come back again. And at the same time, I'd like to inform you, next week, Vishnu Das is going to be here, and he's going to talk about further fundraising for how much we've collected so far and stuff like that. And then I've also invited Arun Bhai and Vinay Didi. They may come the week after that, so then he can talk a little more about the whole temple, you know, construction and whatever. So I want to take this opportunity to thank my godbrother Tarun Krishna Das for coming on the program. He has to leave, and he'll come back again. And he's from Bengal, so we got, after 14 years, a Bengali translator.
Thank you, Jayanarayan Prabhu. I was happy to be here and glad to do a little bit of service for Srila Gurudev. Gaur Premanande.
Hari Hari Bol. And now, Maharaj, what else? I want you to talk a little on the ghee clay, these ghee clay paintings, the process of itself. And first of all, these paintings are done by Srila Prabhupada's original painter, who was then known as Jadurani and is now known as Shamarani. So I call her Jadurani Shamarani Didi. Now, talk a little about her process, the ghee clay process.
Shyamarani Didi has been engaged in painting transcendental artwork since the time when she first met His Divine Grace Srilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As her paintings clearly show, she's not an ordinary artist. Shyamarani Didi not only is an artist, but she is publishing many books that are the exact representations, the exact format of Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada's mission in this world, which is one. The mission to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Gaura Vani Pracharine. So, as she continually sends out in a mailing list the lectures of Bhaktivedanta Swami Narayan, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj over a Harikatha mailing list, she travels around the world. Part of her service has been to take these divine representations of the spiritual world that she explains have not been done by her, but have come through her. Mm-hmm. She reveals in some of her websites, one of which is called theartofspirituallife.com, another is called bhaktiart.net, that she is the instrument. It is Guru who is the artist. Radhan Krishna's leelas are able to be explained only through by some such person.
Mahabhagavat. And
yes,
as they explain to her, their feelings in the heart, she puts it into the form of a painting.
She, and
that's why it is so transcendental to even look at it.
And through that process, which she is putting those feelings of the Mahabhagavat onto the canvas, she is continuously going back to the Mahabhagavat, to the pure devotee, and receiving constant detailed instructions and guidance about every minute detail that is oriented to that painting. The emotions, the hand gestures, the looks of the eye, the position of the face, everything is explained to her. So these paintings that have come from the Guru are now being reproduced in a form here in Houston that is called Jikle. Jikle is a process that is only able to be done in very select locations, one of which is here in Houston, which reproduces the original painting as is done by the artist exactly like a mirror.
Very expensive too.
This process is not simply a reprint. A Jikle is practically as good as having the original canvas of the artist. Every brush stroke is there.
When you look at the Jikles, to the Vaishnavas who knows about the pastimes of the Lord and Radharani, and you look at those Jikles, I saw people yesterday were just around those Jikles. You know, they're so big and they're so beautiful. They were so moved by those paintings. And that's why I thought, you know, our children, our grandchildren, and the wealthy class in this country needs to look at those paintings, which has never been done. That's why I invested so much money to just put it out there as a blessing. That it's like the prasad. You come, you take darshan by just looking at those paintings. It's so beautiful.
Actually, Jai Narayan Prabhu, as I was also witnessing these people that were taking darshan of the paintings, I was explaining to them that, in particular, the Sevakunj artwork is not just a piece of art. It is actually a deity. Mm-hmm. In Vrindavan, in the heart of Vrindavan, called Sevakunj, there is a temple dedicated to Sri Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of our Gurudev, called the Rupa Sanatan Gaudiya Math. In that temple, there is an altar where these pictures are worshipped three times daily, with waking, three artis, three offerings of boga, puja, paraphernalia, shringar. These are not just paintings. Actually, they themselves are the deities. Mm-hmm. Gurudev has explained that these are his heart. So when people were, as they were beholding, I was explaining the significance that they are not looking at paintings, but truly they are receiving the mercy of the Mahabhagavat, of Krishna himself. Krishna only can come through the Mahabhagavat into this material world at this time. In the form of his pure devotee, then he is bringing his transcendental form, his qualities, his features, and his pastimes. So this is the most direct relationship one can have with the spiritual world, through these paintings, through the books which the spiritual masters, such as Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, and our Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, they have endeavored laboriously, many, many, many hours spending simply making these books available that will give insights, as you said, that will unlock the treasure chest that is Shuddha Bhakti, or the Prem Dharma of this Kali Yuga. It is available no other way. Simply by reading books alone, one will not find the key to unlock the treasure chest. And simply viewing the art without understanding that it is the spiritual master who conveys the potency by which to be able to receive the darshan of the deity, to make the deity one with one's heart. And in this sense, we can truly practice, as Krishna has said in Gita, Sarva dharmam parityajam mam ekam sharanam braja ham sarva papebhyo mokshayishme ma suchaha. Surrender to me in braj. This mood of braj is what we are truly striving for. Our soul does not want anything but the most direct, the most closest intimate relationship with Godhead Himself, and this is the mood of sweetness that our Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, has imparted into these paintings through his devoted servitor, Srimati Shyamarani Dasi.
Prabhu, I want to, Houston should be transformed.